It's 6th of November. I'm on the very border with Russia now. Even my mobile phone sometimes switches to the towers of Russian mobile operators. We live in the area that was recently occupied by the Russian army. Local residents say that in the beginning of the war, tanks and military trucks was flowing along the road from Russia in a continuous stream for a whole day and the following night. The local school now has whole stacks of Russian textbooks. Russians took the genocide seriously, destroyed and burned all Ukrainian books and replaced them with their own, which say that no Ukraine exists, that Ukrainians are just deceived Russians, and a lot of other pseudo-historical nonsense. In this area, the signal of Ukrainian TV channels and radio stations is not received, most likely due to the fact that Russians simply took the equipment of the receivers with them. In general, they stole a lot of different things here. Cars, tractors, combined harvesters, everything more or less valuable that they managed to take with them when they retreated. They even took all the food and all the drinks from the local stores. But I digress from the story about television and radio channels. On their territory, the Russians have installed towers that send a rather powerful radio signal to Ukraine. With their help, the Russians conduct propaganda work in the border regions. Their signal is caught in many villages. Propaganda radio broadcasts around the clock, and this is absolute incredible savagery. The basis of this broadcast is the worst and most primitive pop music, an endless electronic beat superimposed on a recitative about a baby that is so good to dance with in a nightclub. Every 10 minutes this beat is interrupted in order to give way to an appeal to the Ukrainians on the air. An insinuating male voice, such a mixture of Lionel Richie and Darth Vader, promises that Russians will return soon, that a prison awaits the Ukrainian military men, that Russia did not attack Ukraine, but only takes back what supposedly belongs to it by right. This voice reports that Russians do not kill Ukrainians, that all the people they kill are either terrorists or mercenaries. In general, if it seems to you that the racist, schizophrenic nonsense that Putin tells is just his personal problems, then you are mistaken. This misanthropic lie has long been part of a state ideology, its main and most important part, and the Russians persistently broadcast this lie to the Ukrainians. Before I end this episode, I wanted to ask you for a favor. The G20 summit, a meeting of heads of states and governments of the world's leading countries, will take place very soon. Putin is going to come there due to some idiotic misunderstanding. And there will be the leaders of democratic countries too, your representatives, people speaking and acting on your behalf. So do not let Putin spit in your face, demand from your leaders either to expel the Nazi and the murderer from the number of the guests of the summit or to boycott this meeting. Thank you.